Our next report comes from the Duluth Two Harbors area, the North Shore Community School. The teacher there is Robbie Teege, and Emma is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of January 18th, 2020. Hello, my name is Emma, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Our January weather turned from cold and snowy to warm. Temperatures creeped into the 30s. On Wednesday the 15th, Ms. Jackson's class saw many snowshoe hare tracks while snowshoeing on the school nature trail. On Thursday the 16th, Ms. Jackson spotted a tiny vole attempting to climb up an icy snowbank right outside the school door. It was so frightened that it huddled into a small ball, and she even got a picture of it. This time of year is tough for those little animals trying to find safe shelter. In the winter, we look for first in the kind of birds that move down from the far north. Familiar species such as pine grosbeaks and red poles are always seen in our area. This year, we have not seen these birds. Many people around the state are reporting a lack of bird species present at their feeders and communities. A report published in Science found that birds have declined by 30% all across the U.S., but in Minnesota, it's more like 50%. Thursday the 23rd, Ms. Teege's class went snowshoeing, and Regan saw deer tracks in the snow right next to the trail. Emma and Eden heard the spring call of the black-capped chickadee. Its three-note song sounds to some like cheeseburger. They are declaring their territory and looking for females to find them. Ezra noticed that some of the branches outside were covered with a thin layer of ice from the rain freezing on them. Whenever they moved, it made a cracking sound. Be safe there on the sidewalks and roads. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Emma. Nice job. Lots of good things going on down there. Tracks of the snowshoe hares, the Phoebe songs of the chickadees, and ice forming on the plants. And they, too, noted the absence of pine grosbeaks and red poles, and that disturbing note about the fact that bird population declines in overall 30% in the United States, and in Minnesota, 50%. That is shocking and dismaying.